Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Tiger game last night. Storm came out of nowhere. At least it felt that way to the TV crew. That's the way it came across. And we've asked people, you know, have you ever been caught in a storm? A pop-up, didn't expect it. Holy cow, what is this storm? That rain was coming down hard and sideways. And that does happen. But is it ever, where were you when you got caught in a storm like that? Didn't see it coming. Stacy in Commerce, you're on 97.1. Hello, Stacy.
Great show, guys.
Thank
I have
you.
Two of them, which are equally terrifying. But the one that can be tracked, hot summer day, I took a client, my wife, up to the Renaissance Center when the restaurant used to spin around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're up there, beautiful view, the whole nine yards. And then as the restaurant turned to the east, the skies were like that greenish yellow, that really weird, like, that doesn't look good.
No.
And so we're sipping on our drinks, and then, you know, you can feel the tower kind of swinging. It's designed to move about 8 feet back and forth. This was, clearly something wasn't right. So we just said, hey, we don't feel comfortable. We're taking off. And so we get into the glass elevator. As the door's closing, my wife goes, do you think we should be in a glass elevator? And then as the doors close, we start slowly going down. Then it goes on auxiliary power. And thousands upon thousands of one-inch hail balls start exploding on the glass. And all three of us are against the door. And it's taken us like 5 minutes to get all the way to the bottom. And it looked like you're in the inside of a washing machine. It sounded like a machine gun going off. So we find the door opens at the bottom. And there's water leaking through. And a guy with a radio goes, anybody up there? I'm like, we don't care, but we're out of here. We're going over to the Whitney. That thing's been there for 100 years. That was the day that the tornado went over that and hit Hamtramck. So that tornado brushed by that tower and went right down and obliterated Hamtramck.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a place you want to be.
That's harrowing.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Where were you when a storm came out of nowhere? Like the Tiger game last night, we asked about the radio call. Somebody was listening last night said it was similar. Dan Dickerson went from, it's starting to rain quite hard. Oh, wow. They got to stop this, Bobby. Also, DD pointed out that the way the press box is set up there, that he and Bobby were getting drenched. TV crew said the same thing. They said the rain's coming in here. Now, I've only been in the press box in Chicago. I think I've only been there once. And it was years ago when it was like just known as New Comiskey. I mean, it's been a long time. And since then, it's been U.S. Cellular, and then it was Progressive Rate. And now I think it's technically just Rate Field. But anyway, and they were saying that they're going to move the play-by-play booth down the right field line. So you're sitting way down the right field line, you're not behind home plate.
Huh.
Yeah. But whatever, however they had it configured, there was precipitation coming in the booth. Dale is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dale.
Hi, it's Dale from Chesterfield.
All right.
You guys all the time.
Thank you, Dale.
I got married in 79, but before that I had my girlfriend out behind Strawberry Island fishing for pike in a 20-foot Crestliner with a cuddy cabin. And we noticed clouds coming in, and we looked out, and we turned on our battery-operated radio, and they said, tornado's coming. So I decided we're not going to outrun this thing, but we could see Selfridge being hit. And I don't know if anybody's old enough to remember when they came through and destroyed part of Selfridge. Anyways, we threw out three anchors off our nose, pulled up the engine, still broke a prop, got in on a cuddy cabin in the sleeping bags so we could be covered up. And I gave my wife one of my dad's books, and she threw it back at me. And I said, what the heck's going on? And she says, read it. It was shipwrecks at the Great Lakes.
You were... bunkering down in a boat during a storm, trying to ride it out, and you gave her a book called Shipwrecks of the Great Lakes to read?
Yes, and to this day, I didn't know my dad had the book in there, I swear. I keep telling her that, and she doesn't believe it.
She thinks you did it on purpose.
45 years.
You know? Well, you said girlfriend, and she now is your wife, so apparently she forgave you.
Yeah,
she just said she wouldn't get going about no war.
I'm glad you survived it. Don's in Plymouth. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So I'm going back probably 25, 30 years. I was at Cedar Point, and my daughter and her girlfriend were on one of the roller coasters. And my wife and I are sitting there just watching them. And all of a sudden, we hear people screaming. And my wife and I are like, okay, well, the ride isn't that bad. and all of a sudden, we turn around. There's a water spout coming in right off Lake Erie.
Wow.
And of course, everybody's running for cover. The people that actually work there are running all over the place. In fact, they left a lady on the Ferris wheel. I'm not sure what happened with that. I mean, I think she got off okay, but that must have been a scary situation. But so we're standing in a bathroom, right? People are just running for cover, you know, going into bathrooms. And I'm like, well, what if this thing hits the bathroom? You know, it's going to be a mess. So the next day, we're back home, and I'm actually painting. And my wife says that she... there was an actual story on the local Channel 2 about the water spout that was on Lake Erie. And they interviewed the park manager. And the park manager was there saying, well, everybody's trained and you know, they know exactly what to do in case of an emergency. And I'm like, what are you talking about? People were running for cover. Even the people that worked there were running for cover. And then I finally called up the local Channel 2 station. They actually came out to my...
Oh! Close. I thought he was going to get there.
I thought he was, too.
I thought, actually, the story was done, and then it resurfaced.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, I'll just say this. Being on a roller coaster or Ferris wheel when a storm's rolling
in,
hell no. No thank you.
No.
And now that you mention it, I had a bit of a harrowing experience at one of those things when I was a kid. You know the double Ferris wheels? I was at the top of one of those when a storm was rolling in.
Mm-mm.
At Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, like when I was like 10. Freaked me out, but the storm never got there. You could just see it off in the distance. I can't imagine even being one of those things when a storm actually...
A water spout.
Yeah, that would be... That would really, really mess you up. Tom in Dearborn, what's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I was in Petoskey in Walloon when the ice storm hit in March.
Wow.
And we were at dinner. Lights flickered once. A gigantic explosion, and the whole town went black. And, you know, we may have had a couple road pops on our way going in there. And, we pulled up to a sheriff, and he's just like, guys, man, it's... I might need one of them because it is going bad and getting worse.
Well,
it was ugly.
Well, the whole thing. I mean, the what happened after that was ugly. People said that when a couple days after the ice storm and all the branches started to break, it sounded like gunshots, and it was just constant because I don't know if I well because they were just so loud and so many. Road pop thing is. Bit of an aggressive move there with a cop, but anyway, one more on this. Eli in Waterford, you're on 97.1. Hi, Eli.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up?
All right. So this one, Gator will know what I'm talking about. Death Lake Sandbar.
Yep.
Anyways, so I was out there with my brother-in-law and about six or seven other people. Summer day, joined the sandbar. A couple hours go by, and I see that the sky is starting to turn a little dark. And I'm like, hey. You think we should head in? Well, of course, all the meteorologists on the water who have had some pops pull up their phones. Oh yeah, this is gonna miss us. We'll be fine.
Right.
And I'm like, are you sure? Well, long story short, people start making their way in, but nope, the meteorologists on our boat are saying no, we're gonna be okay. Next thing you know, the sky opens up, and it's not only rain, but it's hail.
Right.
So I'm underneath the pontoon because you can hear the hail pelting the boat. So everybody comes underneath there. Then my brother-in-law says, oh, we should try to make it in. Yeah, well, he lives over by Marsh Bank, so we were at the sandbar, and we had crossed the whole lake getting pelted by hail with towels.
Let me ask you, how long ago was this, Eli?
This was probably before COVID.
Okay. And was it by chance like a 4th of July type weekend?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
it was.
I was there. I was on the lake that same day.
Were you?
Yeah. And we were on the south side of the lake hanging out. We had anchored, dropped the anchor in, and it was a nice sandy area over there, and we're enjoying it. We look over and we say, is that sky dark? Yeah, it's dark. Oh, we're fine. It looks like it's going to the west, right? And we're like, no, it's not really going to the west. And then we said, all right, let's get in the boat. Let's start head back. And it's going to take about 10 minutes to get there. And we get towards the marina, and just as we pulled in, that's when the rain really started to come down. The wind was something fierce. It was the second time I'd taken my boat out.
Really?
And somehow I docked it. Not in where I was supposed to, because I started to go in towards that part, and there were a couple slips open, but I took a one shot at getting it in that slip. I'm like, nope, not going to happen. Pulled it out, went in somewhere else, put it in another slip, and fortunately I had a couple guys on board, but with me that helped me out to batten everything down. And then one of the guys who ran the marina comes out and goes, how did you get the boat over here? I'm like, well, I couldn't get it in over there, so I put it there. He goes, you have no idea how difficult it was for you to put it. It was more difficult than this one. I'm like, I don't know, man. We just got it in. But it was terrifying.
Moment to be proud of, by you.
Yeah, it was the first and last moment.
All right, Gator, big day today. I'm wondering if you're changing your habits. We will get to that today at 11:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is it time for new garage doors? Maybe you just want to change the look, get something pretty out there, just maybe something to complement your house a little bit better. Or maybe your garage doors suck and you just need new garage doors. Only place to call, Precision Garage Door Service. I did this several years ago. The guys came out to my house, walked me through the entire process, showed me all the different options we had, and I picked out perfect garage doors for my house, and I couldn't be happier. But for you right now, sometimes you can get a garage door installed in as little as 24 hours because they've got a warehouse that is full of garage doors just waiting to be installed. So give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule an appointment online, and you can schedule at your convenience at precisiondoormi.com. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or schedule online at precisiondoormi.com.